KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies here this morning, and 71 degrees our current temperature. We look for variable cloudiness here today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning with south wind shifting to the west at 10 to 15 and a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy and a low of 63. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. City officials in Greenfield on Wednesday afternoon issued a boil water order, which is a downgrade and replaces the higher priority bottled water advisory that was previously issued. Now, water used for drinking, cooking, or brushing teeth must be boiled and cooled prior to consuming. Levels of toxins were lower than expected, with recent testing resulting in the reduction of the advisory. GMU says that the turbidity or cloudiness of the water in the system was not at acceptable levels during recent testing, and that is why it's still necessary to boil water before consumption to assure the removal of potential disease-causing organisms. The finished water coming out of the treatment plant has been put back in compliance for standards, but officials say it will take a while for the water that was not up to standard to move through that distribution system. GMU will inform customers when they no longer need to boil their water. They did mention that the water is considered safe for animal and livestock consumption at this time. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
First came love, then came marriage. And before the baby carriage arrived, first-time parents Emma and Alex Beierlein had a lot of questions, but not about where they would deliver.
I just really couldn't imagine being anywhere else. I felt like it could match any big city, I guess, and probably better.
Emma chose Dr. James Brown for her prenatal care. The 20-week ultrasound showed their baby boy had a kidney abnormality. For the rest of her pregnancy, Emma's doctors at CCHS coordinated with specialists to ensure a healthy delivery.
I always felt supported here. You know, I felt that everybody was always on my side and doing the best to help us out and to know about our situation. And it continues to be like that even with Rue's provider now, Dr. Howard.
Emma and Alex are so thankful for the care they received from their doctors and OB nursing team.
You get spoiled here. I just think it's a great experience, and it wouldn't even be a question, you know, for my next child to be here.
Cass County Health System. We are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other local news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Wednesday of 36-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak on a statewide Carroll County warrant for contempt of court by resisting order in process of district court. Trost was arrested at 4 p.m. on South 4th Street in Red Oak. Trost was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash or surety bond. Law enforcement officials near Omaha have seized about 20 pounds of marijuana, cocaine, and hash from a car heading to Iowa. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says deputies discovered the drugs in a car they tried to pull over early Wednesday morning on Interstate 80 in Omaha. Deputies say the car left the interstate and stopped in a parking lot in eastern Omaha. The deputies searched the car after detecting the smell of marijuana coming from it. And officials say they found 14 pounds of marijuana in numerous heat-sealed bags inside a black trash bag, nearly 5 pounds of cocaine, and 23 containers of hash. The driver and a passenger, both from Cedar Rapids, were arrested. Officials say they were driving from Colorado to Iowa. Authorities in the Des Moines suburb of Altoona have identified a man fatally shot by a deputy earlier this week. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said in a news release Wednesday that 25-year-old Isaiah Hayes of Ashland, Wisconsin, was killed early Tuesday by 31-year-old Deputy Ryan Phillips. Investigators have said Hayes was pulled over just east of Altoona around 3:45 a.m. on Tuesday, but that Hayes then sped off. Officials say he stopped a few minutes later, and deputies reported he appeared to have a weapon in his hand when he got out of the car. Officials say that's when Phillips shot him. Phillips, who has 8 years of service with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, has been placed on administrative leave pending the investigation. Authorities have not said whether a gun was found on or near Hayes. A North Central Iowa man and his girlfriend have been charged with kidnapping after police say the couple tortured the man's 8-year-old son for months by locking him in a basement enclosure for hours every day, withholding food and having a dog bite him. The Hardin County Attorney's Office announced on Wednesday that 39-year-old Tracy Lynn Tyler and 30-year-old Alex Craig Shadlow, both of Ackley, are each charged with kidnapping. An arrest affidavit says the abuse happened between July and September of 2017, when the boy was locked at least 9 hours a day in an enclosed 6-foot square space under the basement stairs, where he had to sleep on concrete with no bedding and had no access to a bathroom. Police say Tyler also beat the boy with a fly swatter handle and urged her dog to bite and attack the boy, leaving permanent scarring on his back and limbs. Authorities were alerted to the abuse by the boy's school. Governor Kim Reynolds is defending a harassment investigation that ended with a state trooper being fired after a 10-month paid leave and examined whether a powerful captain responded appropriately to concerns. Reynolds said Wednesday that the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Administrative Services followed appropriate procedures and ultimately terminated Trooper Wade Karp on July 3rd. Reynolds declined to reveal what the investigation found related to Iowa State Patrol Captain Mark Logsdon, who oversees the governor's security detail. A state employee had accused Logsdon of failing to act after she informed him she was afraid of Karp after receiving unsettling Facebook messages from him seeking a relationship. Karp was placed on paid leave last September when the woman then complained to others. The state has refused to release the findings of its investigation, calling them confidential personnel information. And Governor Kim Reynolds will interview the three women who have been nominated for an opening on the Iowa Supreme Court on Friday, July 27th. The State Judicial Nominating Commission submitted the three candidates to the governor last week to replace a justice who is retiring in September.
I do a personal interview with each individual and have an opportunity to get to know them. And I want somebody that will follow and uphold the law. That's what I'm looking for.
The Iowa Supreme Court is likely to decide whether the state's new law that bans most abortions is constitutional. The governor was asked today if the issue is a consideration as she decides which woman to place on the court.
Is the abortion issue going to be a
I want somebody that will follow the law and that is, would it be, revere the Constitution.
Reynolds did not indicate which of the three candidates she has interviewed. The three nominees are District Court Judge Susan Christensen of Harlan, Terry Combs, an attorney from West Des Moines, and District Court Judge Kellyanne Lacar of Waterloo. Two women have previously served on the state's highest court, but all seven justices on the court today are men. Iowa's is the only state Supreme Court in the country that's made up entirely of men. The new Justice Reynolds appoints will have her name placed on the Iowa ballot in what's called a retention election. But unlike the federal government, the Iowa Senate has no role in confirming judges. And also, Governor Reynolds has signed an executive order creating task forces to address the lack of housing and broadband in rural Iowa. The Empower Rural Iowa initiative also seeks to develop leaders in rural parts of the state.
Preserving rural Iowa is a key priority of my administration. We want to maintain that kind of vibrancy to make sure that there is opportunity in towns large and small across our state.
Reynolds hopes to name the members of the three task forces by August 1st. If you're interested in serving, you may apply online at openup.iowa.gov. Adam Gregg, the acting lieutenant governor, who is Reynolds' governing partner, is co-chair of that initiative. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements next. News time is 7:14.
First came love, then came marriage. And before the baby carriage arrived, first-time parents Emma and Alex Beierlein had a lot of questions, but not about where they would deliver.
I just really couldn't imagine being anywhere else. I felt like it could match any big city, I guess, and probably better.
Emma chose Dr. James Brown for her prenatal care. The 20-week ultrasound showed their baby boy had a kidney abnormality. For the rest of her pregnancy, Emma's doctors at CCHS coordinated with specialists to ensure a healthy delivery.
I just always felt supported here. You know, I felt that everybody was always on my side and doing the best to help us out and to know about our situation. And it continues to be like that, even with Rue's provider now, Dr. Howard.
Emma and Alex are so thankful for the care they received from their doctors and OB nursing team.
You get spoiled here. I just think it's a great experience, and it wouldn't even be a question, you know, for my next child to be here.
Cass County Health System. We are neighbors caring for neighbors.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Frances Jamison, age 75, of Mariama, Florida, formerly of Lewis, died June 6th at her home in Florida. Graveside memorial services for Frances Jamison will be held On Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis, Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jeffrey Allen Landsman, age 64, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jeffrey Allen Landsman will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mildred Bernice Sorber, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died July 2nd at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A memorial service for Mildred Sorber will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Adair United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Dr. Billy Joe B.J. England, age 84, of Griswold, died May 26 in Papillion, Nebraska. A celebration of life service for Dr. B.J. England will be held on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Arrangements are being handled by the family. Bobby Ray Crawley, Jr., age 53, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Celebration of life memorial services for Bobby Ray Crawley, Jr. will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Cheryl Lynn Zimmerman, age 59, of Griswold, died July 6th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Celebration of life for Cheryl Lynn Zimmerman will be held on Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building in Griswold. Family is handling the arrangements. Ray Eldon Brundage, age 83, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Private family services for Ray E. Brundage will be held at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Irwin. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements on KJAN. News brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.